When it comes to being a child of God, do you walk the walk or do you just talk the talk? There's a reason why faith is often referred to as walking in God's Word. It's because true faith and obedience comes with actions, not just prayers and wishes. Can't be made any more clear than what we find in James chapter 2, verse 17. Thus also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. The half-brother of Jesus also addresses this idea in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. It's on us as his children to honor God by fully obeying his word with our works. This is because the word of God gives us all that we need to endure and overcome. We're taught in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. A walk is a journey to a destination. A walk is an action. Can you wish your baby will change the diaper, or do you have to take action? Can you wish that project at work will complete itself, or do you take action? Can you wish the room you want painted will paint itself, or do you have to take action? The walk we're on does promise us a magnificent destination. Jesus declares in Matthew 16:27, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Jesus also says in John chapter 14, verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Take note of Jesus saying, assuredly. That's a guarantee. That's the log of the week. Bet on it, because you cannot lose. Our direction is clear. There's no interpretation needed. It doesn't need to be updated for current times. Paul said it in Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.